Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, AJ Benza's spinning his gossip, and then we'll get into the news as well. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Holiday feels like a never-ending to-do list. Shopping online can expose your personal info to websites, and they're not all on the nice list. Get LifeLock identity theft protection. This holiday season, you could miss certain identity threats by just monitoring your credit and bank statements alone. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information is being used, their network will send you an alert. If you become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock can help restore your identity easier than you can do it on your own. It's almost 2021, people. Let's protect ourselves with LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all print trends. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can help you feel protected this holiday season. Get the best sale of the year is happening now. Save up to 30% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's 30% off at LifeLock.com. Promo code Adam. Sale ends November 30th.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Hey, Carter from Georgia. Took a piss in the yard. Someone drove by in the front yard, gave them a wave. Felt like the ultimate power move. Hadn't heard you talk about it in a while, but still do it all the time. Get it on.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Oh. Took a piss in my yard yesterday.
Front yard?
No, I went backyard. I'm not an animal.
Yeah, that's the move. The front yard's crazy.
The same thing.
I'm telling you, I tell all homeowners, once a year, throw a party, you'll get your shit together. All the pictures you have leaning against the wall, you'll hang them up. Like, right. You'll go through your house, you'll start pulling shit out of the cupboard that you shouldn't be in there. Use it as an excuse to get your shit together, have a party once a year, and then also a couple times a year, take a piss in the yard.
Yeah.
Because that nothing says home ownership. Brian understands.
A couple times a year, buddy. In the break when AJ came in the studio, I went out that back door and peed in the backyard.
Good for you. Good for you.
Mark your territory,
it's
man.
It's right there.
It's God right damn
there.
Right.
Boy.
God damn
all right.
Now, if your wife did that, would you have a problem with your wife doing that? That's a weird thing for your wife.
Dawson, yeah, well, for me, I wasn't that upset to see Lynette peeing in the yard. It was just on top of a German guy.
No.
That's where I was sorry. I'm open-minded, but even I.
Yeah.
Dawson peed in his yard three times today?
Yeah, I was working on Ace Awards all day, so I just had the studio door open, and I still needed to listen to everything. You can't hear the studio from the bathroom.
It's all that
right.
time of
just
year.
Walk right out the door and pee in the backyard.
Three times, fool!
All right, should we play AJ's intro?
It's time for Allegedly with AJ Benza. Called that so we don't get sued.
What do you got, AJ?
Have you gotten sued yet in 3 years?
No.
Okay. I actually wanted to bring something up to you because you're a boxer. You're a fighter. You know what it takes to train, to fight. And I watched the Tyson fight Roy Jones last night. And I was satisfied. You know, it is what it is. But the ego thing, like as a fighter, ego is such a huge thing for men to step in the ring. And Tyson had such an ego. It was unstoppable when he was a champion. And I think obviously now he's having a good time and he's relishing his life where he is right now. But I don't know. Not that you fought for any titles, but do you understand the ego thing that these guys go through? Because I was surprised that Tyson smoked or inhaled that toad venom.
What was the story with the toad venom?
Yeah, he went. You know, there's this whole thing where you get this these toads in the Sonora Desert, and there's a venom on them, and you can inhale it or scrape it out and snort it. There's all different ways to do it. But Tyson said once he did it, that's what convinced him to fight, to just go back and fight and reclaim his life. Before that, he had no interest in going near the ring.
So he was tripping.
He tripped, and he still. And by the way, he said he smoked weed before the fight with Roy Jones. He's even said he smoked during fights, which I don't know how you can do that. I don't know what that. How do you smoke during fights?
I think you got to do a chewable, like an edible or something.
Okay,
I don't
that's know if not can... smoking. That's what. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Well, I think generically, I've ingested THC. When I went to Mike's house and interviewed him many years ago for this podcast, must have been, I don't know where that one is. I mean, that thing must have been like 2010, 11 or something like that. But I've told the story before, but it always makes me laugh because it's like it has like has like a rhythm to it, like a joke. So I saw Mike a million years before. Maybe it wasn't that long ago, but either way, I saw him many years ago. He was moving slow. He was shuffling his feet. He looked like an old, beat up old man.
Right.
And then I went to his house and I interviewed him, and he was sort of lively and he was in great shape and his spirits were good. And I said to him, Mike, you seem so upbeat now. You seem before, you know, you're in a different, totally different place. What do you attribute that to? And he said, I've given up all the substances. I've given up the pills. I've given up the
cocaine,
all the booze. I've given up all the stuff. Right. And I said, oh, so no pills? And he's like, no. I go, no booze? No. Cocaine? Nope. No weed? And he goes, slow down.
Like, exactly.
He literally like went, he was going, he went like, nope. Whoa.
Yeah, hold it.
Whoa.
Hold it right there.
So I guess the weed is kind of been a thing in his life for a while.
But could you, like, I remember this guy when I was just starting out as a journalist, and he was the most fearsome guy in the world. And we got called down to HR because we were reading the transcript of the rape, right? When he was charged with rape. Mm-hmm. And we were reading the transcript that it was awful. And the fact that we read it out loud, some women in the room were just upset, and we went to HR, which I never heard of HR back in the 80s, but we went down there and got talked to.
You went to personnel.
Yeah. I've been next to Mike. I saw him a couple of years ago. I interviewed him. He's a very docile dude, but you can tell right beneath that is a fucking monster that will – And I said, he goes, what secrets do you have on me?
Really?
I said, Mike, there are some things I knew about you I never wrote. Like what? I said, no, I'm not going to go there. And then off air, I said, here goes your fucking music that you play. I said, I know you got Naomi Campbell pregnant a couple of times.
Now, how do you know that?
Well, because I know Naomi Campbell. And she had abortions, obviously. And she never told Mike she was pregnant. And he just said, I don't care.
Wow.
It was very, I thought it
Why would Naomi Campbell tell you that, though?
You know, I don't know. I just was good at what I did, and I was close to her for a time, and we talked about it. She said the first time she ever sat down at a table at a restaurant, Indochine in New York City, they put it with Mike, and they fucked in the restroom immediately. Like, it was on.
Wow.
And that night, she got pregnant.
I thought peeing in the yard was a big deal.
I got to reevaluate.
Yeah. Could you imagine a Mike Tyson, Naomi Campbell kid right now would be like 25?
Superhuman.
Oh, yeah. That'd be, yeah. Forget about fucking Harry Styles. We got a real tough guy.
So, Tyson, you watch your fight?
I watched it. I actually, it's a long story. I hacked some black pimp's Instagram. This is a funny dude.
You can just say pimp. Well, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I watched it through Instagram, and, it was more entertaining than I thought, but it wasn't what I wanted. It was a lot of clinching, blah, blah, blah. But Mike didn't embarrass himself. Roy didn't embarrass himself. Jake Paul, on the other hand, was pretty exciting.
I heard he knocked the guy
knocked
out.
The shit out of Nate Robinson. Yeah, Nate just kept running at him, and he just hit him two overhand rights and knocked him.
Oh, Jake's going to be on tomorrow.
You'll hear all about that, man. Jake looks good.
Well,
AJ, do you have the amount that the difference, the chasm between what Tyson and Jones got and what Jake Paul and
you know that? No, I don't. Do you know?
So
I thought Tyson, a million for Mike.
Tyson Jones both got a million,
right?
And the children that you were just talking about got $600.
Wow!
Oh my God!
$600
$600 is what I have.
Well,
right
you know what?
Me.
Jake Paul is a millionaire anyhow from his YouTube. So he went out there to prove himself. He's been training to be a fighter, and he's been doing it well. He's 6'1". He's built right. He looked good. So it's not about money for him. Nate Robinson, I don't know what he was thinking. This guy was a funny NBA player who won the dunk contest 3 years in a row because he was so short. We couldn't believe he can dunk like that. He was a freak of nature. But he doesn't know how to box at all. That was awful. He had Spanish trainers who I don't think he understood what they were saying between rounds. It was embarrassing. But yeah, it was a really entertaining night to the point where there's no way we're not going to see a Tyson Jones fight, too. There's no way. It's already been, you have to see another one.
What else you got? You got Johnny Depp?
Boy, you hated that story.
No, that's fine. But I don't know. I'm done. Those fights always, you know what those fights are? They're always exact. They're like, you know what those fights are like? I'll tell you what those fights are like. Like the old guy fights are kind of usually the novelty fights.
Yeah.
They're sort of like when your friend would set you up with somebody back in the day before you could find out everyone's stats online, you know?
Right.
And you'd go, what celebrity does she look like? And then they'd go, Susan Anton.
And
you'd go, oh, really? So yeah, good. She kind of looks like Susan Anton.
Wow.
And then when you meet her at the restaurant, you go, well, technically she does sort of, but not a good version of then you think, what did I expect? Like right. Someone better looking than Susan Anton?
That's a great point.
Like you sort of have this thing in your head, like this is Tyson and Roy Jones. And then their combined age is 106 years old. It's not going to, it is going to be exactly what it was.
It is what we thought it would be.
That's
exactly right.
That's what they say.
Now the Johnny Depp thing. What are we looking at there?
Oh, wow. Naomi Campbell posted that on her Instagram.
All right, so do you think she didn't get pregnant a couple of times?
This is Mike Tyson. This is her topless?
Naomi Campbell.
Okay. Mike Tyson? I don't know what. I'm not sure what the other guys are doing.
I think that's Mike Tyson.
That's Michael. No, yeah, it's Mike.
No, I'm looking on.
I'm asking about the peanut gallery.
Right.
All right, so go ahead. What do you got on Johnny Depp?
I just think Johnny Depp has just, first of all, look, here's the thing. Johnny Depp, well, you know, he got destroyed in his libel suit. He got killed. We saw pictures of him drunk and drugged out and passed out face down in his closet. We saw Amber put pictures out of him with his drug table in the morning for breakfast. Awful stuff. Finger with blood, writing all this shit. All because he wanted to get her in court. He destroyed himself. And I just think the guy Johnny Depp was so big. Think of Disney, right? Disney was making movies based on their rides. There was the Haunted Mansion ride. There was the fucking, was it Care Bear ride? Then
there's a Jungle Cruise movie coming out.
Okay, well, they go, we're going to do Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to make a movie about that. And Johnny Depp comes and does that movie. And he just did something so different. He didn't do like an Errol Flynn thing or a Burt Lancaster thing. He became Keith Richards and Pepe Le Pew, as he says.
Mm-hmm.
Just says, fuck it, I'm going to do this guy. It becomes a multi-billion dollar franchise. Why? I just get upset with him that he just had to fight Amber Heard. Like, she said some bad shit about you. Well, just walk away, bro. It was in the London Sun. No one cares. And now everything's been exposed about him, and he's gonna. He took a big hit to his personality, his career, his stature.
I heard that his fragrance.
Yes, Sauvage.
They
kept him.
They kept him.
And by the way, he checks into hotels as Mr. Stench.
By the way, let me tell you something about if anyone listening is producing any male fragrance commercials, any cologne commercials, stick with the narrative where the guy's walking down the street and all the hot chicks are rubbernecking, going, "Who's this guy?" Don't give me the esoteric. I'm out in the desert. Pulled my convertible 66 GTO off the highway.
Right
now, I'm convening with nature. I'm never going to do that. I don't know what that is. That's something that Jim Morrison would do on peyote. I'm not going to go out there and fuck an anthill. Put me in Manhattan, have the hot chicks going past me wanting to get to know this fragrant
stranger. Like the old Spice guy. Old Spice guy.
The old Spice guy was awesome. He had that chick. She was anxiously waiting for her man to return from sea.
Which is the way women should be.
Right. She constantly stood up there in the window and was waiting for his schooner to pull back into port.
Let me tell you something. I know you have an Italian heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know marinara sauce? You know what that means?
No.
Marinara is the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And the women could see their men coming home from the sea, from the ocean, and they would prepare a quick sauce. So the quick sauce was marinara.
Oh, really?
Because there's the men. I see
marine,
the boat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mari.
The best commercial from my youth was High Karate.
Oh.
High Karate was aftershave. And you literally had to fight women off.
Why was it called High Karate?
Why
on,
was
Gina, do the math?
Why was canoe called canoe right. canoe? Why not just canoe? Or how about just kayak?
Oh, I love
find a High Karate commercial. It's like once you put this fragrance on, you literally had to fight off women.
Yep.
Physically, were trying to rape you in the street. That's being chased down by women.
I have Old Spice in my house. I love that. It brings me back to the old days. My father, Old Spice and dentine chewing gum. I love that. Wow. It's the old days.
Oh, by the way, that's fine, but if you keep it in your car, it means you're whoring.
No.
So your dad was out whoring. No. If it was in the car and it was in the cigar
he
box.
He did have his Mustang convertible, 60, whatever. You would know better. Was it 65, the red Mustang convertible
they
soft
made
top?
They made them all.
Yeah, he had that midlife thing. But no, it was in the house. I want to throw something out
here. You brought the horse home?
No.
Ghost.
Although he was the mayor of the mall, Smith Haven Mall.
He was the mayor of the mall?
Mayor. They gave him the mayor because he was a character. And whenever women won Miss America or Miss USA, part of their duties were to go to malls and, you know. Mm-hmm. And my father would always bring them to our house. And he would cook them clam chowder or we'd make – and I was a little kid with Miss Americas and Miss USA in my house. That was pretty fucking cool.
My dad would rent Herb Alpert records from the library.
Wow.
He would take them home from the library. So that's what came into my home. High Karate. You have High Karate, Max Fenner?
That's setting every girl in AJ's life up for nothing but failure. He's used to having
I looked for beautiful – I mean, it set me off. It set me off.
Is this 1970s?
My father, yeah.
People, I'm talking about the
High Karate. Sure, yeah. 72.
Oh, high, like yes, like height.
Yeah.
H-A-I.
No, it
was H-I-G-H.
It says
no,
H-A-I.
I don't think it was H-I-G-H.
It's H-A-I.
Oh, what am I looking
height,
at?
Height. It was a height. Japanese thing.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the search up top. It says high, like
no,
high.
No, it's high karate.
High karate, yeah. Guys would wear aftershave. So you'd shave and then you'd take electric shave and you'd splash it on and you'd smack it.
I still have Pinot.
Like home.
You ever have Pinaud? Pinot?
No.
They go to the barbershops. I love Pinot.
All right, we'll play you the High Karate commercial.
Here we go.
This is High Karate's top secret lime orchard, where High Karate's cracked botanists have developed the only lime big enough and powerful enough to go into High Karate Oriental Lime after shave.
Oriental.
Wow, Oriental.
High Karate. All the hot chicks working in the orchard.
No one had good teeth back then.
Why are you trying to hit them?
Jesus.
You have to smack the hose.
Wow.
High Karate Oriental Lime. Be careful how you use it.
Be careful.
He's trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You could tell the year by the teeth. It wasn't – the veneers weren't there, the Invisalign.
The theme was you put this cologne on, women will attempt to physically rape you where you are, and then you have to use your karate skills to beat them down.
You know, the lime orchard.
I love it. Speaking – let me keep in the Oriental theme. This dude, Daniel Shea, you know, the Zappos guy who died?
Oh, I didn't know he died.
Isn't it funny? No one knows he died. The guy was worth $800 million, and he died yesterday. He was in a fire in Connecticut in November 19th. Guy worth almost $1 billion burns up. No one knows about it.
A house
then he
fire.
Died. Yeah. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to find out it was a meth fire.
Oh, really?
You're going to find out the guy was not as happy as you could think somebody would be with that kind of money. The guy rebuilt downtown Vegas. He did amazing things in Las Vegas. He was a tremendous person. But like Steve Bing, the Hollywood dude who jumped off the 27th floor of the condominium in
Westwood or something?
Century City, yeah.
Or Century City.
We're looking at the same kind of thing with Shea.
Damn. So, you know, you don't hear – so house fires today, they're not really like they were yesterday. Like
no.
Back in the day, it'd be like too much creosote built up in the right. fireplace right. and the guy – everyone would fall asleep smoking.
Remember
and
those
stuff.
Heaters you'd buy too yeah, in the house? And, yeah. Oh, those, you can't have those on.
Yeah, there'd right. be that. There'd also be
kerosene.
Like –
kerosene.
Yeah, there'd be all sorts of reasons for a house fire, bad wiring or faulty wiring. But modern day homes, you rarely hear about a house fire anymore. Right. So that does seem suspicious.
It is suspicious. It's the same thing with like, remember being a kid driving around and you'd see like cars just dead on the side of a highway?
Right, yeah.
Have you seen that anymore, ever?
No, you don't see stalled cars.
Cars are not dead anymore.
They don't see stalled cars.
We've perfected the way to, you know, but I did, look. When someone that rich dies in mid-November, how the fuck does the story not appear till today? It's a meth fire, trust me.
How do you know that?
It's called intuition. It's called people I know in Las Vegas. And you just have to wait and see, just like you waited and saw what Jussie Smollett was bullshit. It's intuition, man.
Intuition.
That's
well,
about
like
50% of my – that's 50% of my instant – recognizing a story right away. Yeah, we all do it. You do it in everyday life. I do it with stories. And then eventually I'll go report it out. But right away I go, fishy, meth, fire, Connecticut, 10, how many days before he reported dead? He's a multi-billionaire? Get the fuck out. This is not a regular death.
The cause of the fire, according to Chris,
is girlfriend's house.
Under investigation, reportedly he was visiting family for Thanksgiving when he was trapped in the basement during the fire.
Okay, thank you. Girlfriend's house. He bought the house for his girlfriend. You're not going to read that, but that's true.
What year was the – I wonder what year the house was. That'd be interesting.
Oh. See, that's the way you think. That's great.
I have a kind of a builder's mind, you know.
Just a big, that.
Right.
Adam, think about what you know – instinctively because of all your years on Loveline.
Thank you.
This
okay.
is very similar
That's
to what
true.
AJ deals with because he does this every day.
He was visiting a former Zappos employee.
Called girlfriend.
Rachel Brown.
Thank you.
See how many amps the panel was. Was it a 200 or 400
sure
amp panel?
Write that.
They have 240 service.
The 210. Yeah,
figure that one out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Was the microwave a dedicated circuit? Is it 40 amper? See, figure that one out, and I'll see if we can get to the bottom of this. All right, what else you got, AJ?
I didn't come with more than three or four stories.
Okay, well, we got the news.
Let's do the news. I love the news. Gina's got great shit. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, let me give you some to bounce off of.
Let me hit a spot here, and then we'll do news with AJ. Sling TV, tired of huge cable bills, want to cut the cord, worried about missing your favorite shows. Sling TV. Same top cable channels for as little as half the price, plus over 50,000 on-demand shows and movies as well. Make the smart choice and save by switching to Sling TV. You won't miss a thing except for the giant cable bill. Sling has millions of subscribers and starts at just $30 a month for 30 top channels. Plus, they offer bundles. You get the local channels for free, and you can save even more. Make the smart choice and switch to Sling TV. Get the best cable for the best price. It's easy to switch and save. Learn more at sling.com/Adam. That is S-L-I-N-G, sling.com/Adam. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come up. I got another one. Oh, we got an outro. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
That was Allegedly with AJ Benza. Called that so we don't get sued. All views and opinions expressed in this segment are lightly researched and or complete conjecture based on hearsay and rumor from loose connections within the entertainment industry. There is no concrete way to prove that any of the claims made by AJ are in fact accurate and not libelous or defamatory. But again, we remind any legal representation who may be listening that the view and opinions expressed belong to AJ and only AJ, host of Fame is a Bitch, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
And politics is a bitch as
by
well.
By the way, Fame is a Bitch is every day, Monday through Friday on Patreon, and Politics is a Bitch is twice a week.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with the news and AJ right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, you'd think this was because of COVID, and it's, I guess, perfect timing. Apparently, they were going to do it anyway. There's going to be no cash accepted at the Super Bowl. The NFL announced a partnership with Visa that will make the entire event cashless, they say because of the virus, but they were going to do it anyway. So here's how it's going to work. Attendees will be able to trade in their cash for Visa gift cards at 8 reverse ATMs around Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. And reps for, well, and to ask why this would be profitable, reps for Visa noted that fans spend more money when they use contactless payment.
Yeah, money's invisible now.
It's happening.
Much easier to spend when it's invisible. Brian, what's going on with the 49er stadium? Are they not going to be able to play there?
Yeah, that'll be interesting because the county of Santa Clara, which covers not just Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, but also San Jose State football and Stanford football, technically Palo Alto's in Santa Clara County, they're going to have to figure something out quick because they're not supposedly allowing any contact sports to be played in Santa Clara County for the next 21 days or whatever it is. And that covers two 49ers home games.
Is there any other team in the NFL that has this? I mean, there's teams all over the country, right? Obviously.
No, now that Oakland is in Las Vegas,
yeah.
I don't think it affects any other. I haven't heard anything else besides the Niners.
But you can't get COVID after six is when, you know, after 10, we got to go home.
Yeah,
so COVID only attacks you before 10. We know that.
Why does California have to be 10 times more cautious than every other state? Why don't we just be 4.5 times more cautious? Like, what is our thing where we have to top every other state in the COVID
Newsom's
department?
Such a prick. By the way, I know you ripped him a new asshole. I love that you did that. But I had that 2.5 days before it came out with the big French laundry dinner. I had the picture of him in the room with family with no mask when he lied and said it was outdoors and we all wore masks. He's so full of shit. It makes me sick that we're all going through this.
I never know why everyone listens. I would just be in full fuck you mode.
Yeah.
Like everyone should just go fuck it. Every restaurant give a shit.
And he and his wife flew to his daughter's for Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
When everyone was begging people to stay home and not fly and go anywhere.
Oh, I didn't even know that part. But I'm not even really.
You killed him. I love when you killed him.
Well, it was a very rare situation where
the checkbook thing was fantastic.
It was a very rare situation where he couldn't get out of check cashing.
That was fantastic.
He couldn't get out of the interview. Normally, those guys just check out. That's that. But I had all the time in the world to explore his retarded answers. He's a fucking idiot.
He's an asshole. The best.
Well, maybe he's not an asshole. Maybe he's just an idiot. Like
I
don't know what's going on with politicians these days, but Jesus Christ, they're barely coherent now.
Joe Biden said palmist.
What was he talking about?
Psalm.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Now he said palmist two times in a matter of 15 seconds. We've already been down the road. If Trump said this, what would happen? Blah, blah, blah. But this is a guy who calls himself a great Christian. And could you imagine anybody who I'm not religious, but you go to church. I know it's Psalm. How the fuck do you say palmist two times in 30 seconds?
Well, I think he's a little diminished. You know, I wouldn't hold that against him.
Oh, I may not have known what the word was when you read it.
Yeah.
Just it's just insane what's happening.
But
right
AJ,
now.
In what? His defense, if you want to hear about his old buddy Corn Pop, Corn he'll Pop. Go on and on for you.
No, Corn Pop, that's a real
Corn
dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
With the chain, the whole thing, and I'll tell Damn. You what. No, God, he's so full of shit.
Well, welcome to the welcome
We deserve
to the
what we
States.
Get. We deserve what we get.
All right. What do you got, Gina?
In a bold casting decision, Pete Davidson is about to play George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life.
No, I went off on this.
No, okay, great, because it's not as intense as you think, but it is happening. He's 27. He'll be joined by his King of Staten Island co-star, Maude Apatow, Judd Apatow's daughter. Yeah. She's 22 now, and she'll play Violet Bick. It's a table read, and it's been organized by Ed Asner. And we'll be streaming for one night, Sunday, December 13th. Other cast members, Mia Farrow, Ellie Kemper, Bill Pullman, Richard Kind, Carol Kane, Ed Begley Jr.
Liberal.
What
liberal.
Is...
Michael Shannon.
What? Yeah. Well, I've heard about this, but what's attractive about a table read? The table read is basically like saying... you want to see the unveiling of the 2021 Corvette? And you go, yeah, I do. I want to see the new model year Corvette. And they go, well, here we have ingots of steel. And you go, what are we doing? Well, this is the smelting process. And you go, well, what's that? Well, eventually it's going to be the subframe for the Corvette. And you go, but I don't want to see that. I want to see the part where it's
smelting.
Done.
Smelting.
Oh my God.
I want to
Adam.
See the ingots going in the smelter.
No.
I want to hear the rev of the engine.
No.
Like, I want makeup.
No, no, no.
I want CGI.
No, no.
I want wires hooked up to harnesses and people
yes.
flying
no, no.
and shit. I don't want to
see. This is a Zoom meeting.
Yeah, this is going to be people sitting around drinking Starbucks and sweatpants holding a script up.
It was like what Fast Times at Ridgemont High was a few weeks ago. But I think that Pete Davidson gets gigs. I saw the Staten Island movie. For the first 16 minutes, I thought it was a fault. And then you go, no, this guy, he can't fucking act. This is a terrible movie.
Long.
Okay.
It's
now,
a little long.
Okay. They're giving him jobs. I don't even know. They're not getting paid for this, I assume. But they're so afraid of Pete Davidson and his mental illness and killing himself that they just feel like we've got to give Pete things to do. I don't know why we're protecting this guy like a national treasure. He's also starring in a movie based on a short story I love by Tim O'Brien called The Things They Carry about guys in war. I can't accept that Pete Davidson is getting this work. It's ridiculous. We've got to stop this.
Well, it's a table read.
No, the Things They Carry is a movie.
Oh, that no, I'm not talking about that.
The table read is bullshit, but it's like, really? He's fucking Jimmy Stewart?
But
come on.
I think he's portraying him.
I know.
Oh, I see. No, I get what you're saying now. Okay, I got it. Yeah, sorry, Brian.
Here's the real controversial take. It's a Wonderful Life, wildly overrated. I'm talking not to you people, talking to everyone listening. You're like, oh, I love that movie. No, you don't. You saw it when you were a kid. It reminds you of Christmas.
No,
it's fucking very average.
No,
it is aggressively average.
It makes me cry every time.
It has a sentimental quality to it but it's not good.
Well, then when they show up to give George Bailey his money, are they going to Venmo in the money or PayPal or sell it to him?
Cash App. Yeah.
How's that going to work? Can an elbow tap him when they see him, not hug him?
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, it's a sad movie.
Adam, when you went off on, you know, you don't want to see how things were. You want to see the thing that you like. Patton Oswalt has the greatest bit about that exact thing about all. If he could do anything, if he went back in time, he would go back and kill George Lucas for making the new Star Wars movies. He says, you know, that we don't want to see you building the Death Star and putting the plumbing and the AC in. You know, I just want to see the things I like. And he said, you know, then he goes, George Lucas, you know, made me sad. And he goes, well, what if George was like, do you feel sad now? Do you want some ice cream? Yeah, I would love some ice cream. Okay, well, here's some rock salt and sugar. And the best one, he goes, it would be like saying, do you like Angelina Jolie? Did she give you a big boner?
Yeah.
Well, here's a picture of John Voight's ball sack.
That's better than my smelting of ingots.
I like it.
It's what made me think of it. It's one
That's
of my favorite
very good.
Bits.
Of course, I haven't had a chance to really get smelting the ingots up on its feet and really work it out. I'm riding on stage.
Yeah,
I got to workshop
it. It's okay.
All right, let me hit our favorite sponsor, Meter, over here, because Brian has been using this for quite a long time. Oh,
there's my meter.
He's pulled his meter out.
Whoa. That's it.
The official, it's official. It's winter. People are hanging out. You're cooking your meat at home. Gina's back on the red stuff now.
Yeah.
It's the Bluetooth meat thermometer that keeps an eye on the holiday food and lets you know when it's ready. The probe is, it has two temperature sensors along with the meter app, gives you a countdown on your phone so you don't have to hang out by the grill or by the way, yes.
Check this there out. Is. This is a sleek device. It's like a small pen. You stick it in the meat. It's got a little Bluetooth receptor here.
Wow.
You just get the app and you can follow along to the degree exactly where your meat's at.
Jeez. And you can work it on a smoker, an oven, sous vide cooking, air fryer, rotisserie. It'll work on all that
stuff.
Can you
work it on your wife?
It is.
She's ready?
It is Meter. And you can get 15% off by using the code ACS at meter.com. Right, Dawson?
Get 15% off with code ACS at meater.com. 15% off when you use code ACS at meater.com. Let Meter help make your holiday meals absolutely perfect.
What else you got, Gina?
That's pretty
well,
good.
I know how you love a high-speed boat chase, so I have one for you.
Yeah.
Police in Spain seize 2 tons of drugs after a wild hours-long high-speed chase, and we'll have a little video for you, in the Mediterranean Sea. Spain's national police on Saturday released this video of the bust, which happened last week.
Wow.
The video was shot from a police helicopter and showed masked men taking photographs and waving to the officers as they dumped bags believed to be hashish overboard. The chase began when the helicopter spotted the 45-foot speedboat equipped with twin 300-horsepower engines off the coast of Cartagena.
Wow.
Police said hash was being smuggled from Morocco in 66 bags.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Who smokes hash?
I know,
that's
not like, yeah, like, is hash still a thing? My father made a hash bust in 1958. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
You don't hear a lot about hashish.
Isn't pot pretty ubiquitous now? Can't you just get whatever you want and any strain you want the time?
Yeah, there's stores everywhere.
Yeah, and then there's all the edible stuff and the gummy.
But when I was in Cuba, I went to Cuba a bunch of times in 98, 99, 2000, and it's very dangerous to have drugs in Cuba. They don't care if you have a thimble full or a kilo, you're going away. And we had some stuff in our top pockets and shit, and we were driving in a convertible old Chevy, and then we were getting pulled over by like military. It's not like a cop car. It's a military truck with guys with machine guns and shit. Mm-hmm. And we were flicking pills out of our pocket. And turns out they knew the driver. He was an actor on soap operas there, and they wanted a picture with him.
Wow, but diversifying.
Yeah. That's the whole spectrum.
But I mean, that's serious shit. Yeah. You get drugs behind the iron curtain, you're dead.
I think Brian and I, are confused about something.
Yeah.
The soap star of Cuba was also your driver?
No, it was actually it was his car, and the driver was showing the cops or the military people his picture that this is so-and-so's car, Ernesto, I forget his last name. And they flipped out because it's Ernesto's car,
I see.
You can go.
And he wasn't getting paid enough as a soap star if he was
driving. We would give the driver $100 for the week. He acted like he won the lottery. Like, that's a lot of money for them. You know, we gave them we went there and always paid people. We lived in a house. People made a fortune on us, and it was easy. It was $100 here, $100 there. Great place. We partied with Castro's son, Raul, at these underground clubs with waterfalls and shit. Then I got busted, and I'm not allowed back there. I had to pay a $10,000 fine. I fell in love with a girl there, Yoandra, and I gave her money to escape. She showed me the boat that her and her cousin were going to use and everything, and I gave her a few grand, and she made it. But by the time she made it, I was married with a kid. Didn't matter anymore. She got to Florida, and she asked my buddy, "Where's AJ?"
I think we've all...
Don't dare stop AJ.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, well, yeah, you go. Sure.
You know, it reminded me of Cuba because all they have is old cars over there.
So beautiful.
And my least favorite commercial is now playing ad nauseum on every fucking TV station now, which is the Big Bow Lexus to remember, BMW, where the fucking wife has bought the brand new car for the guy and he's pumped out there. The other one where the guy bought two GMC trucks and the wife wants this one and he wants that one. And it's all this bow and it's all this perfection. And I thought, they definitely don't have those commercials in Cuba, right?
Matter of fact, in Cuba, they have like, these guys know how to work these old, you know, they use like tractor parts.
I saw
from
Fast
Russia.
And Furious. I okay, understand yeah, how it yeah. works.
You know cars, but I didn't know back then, 20 years ago, what we were getting into. But the cars are beautiful, but when they break down, you know, you look under the hood and there's tuna cans for a carburetor. They just use anything they can to make it run.
Right.
They're very industrial.
Well, it's the soul of – well, not the soul of wits. The necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about Brooklyn Flamethrower Guy?
Yes.
Because it's been a few days, but it is worth bringing up and showing you the video. A Brooklyn-based rapper tried to film a really hot video, this was last week, by climbing on top of a New York City bus armed with a flamethrower that set off for his own camera crew. So we have it. In a clip posted to social media, a shirtless Dupree G.O.D., uses an ice cream truck as a springboard to the top of a bus full of passengers and shows off his skills with a flamethrower, shooting it high in the air and at the pavement. And he brags about the stunt, writing, De Blasio's already burning the city to the ground. Well, so what's one more fire?
Yeah.
Check that guy out.
He's a COVID killer.
Dupree.
Yeah, there's something that when guys shoot rap videos, they act like they have total impunity.
Yeah, so
like,
we're allowed to do this.
I'm just going to take this horse and I'm just going to put it on top of this car and I'm just going to go down the street with a paintball gun then we're going to film. We're making a video.
We're going to throw $1 million up in the air. It's okay, right?
The other guy was making the rap video about bilking the unemployment system.
Some people think that me and I just file a claim.
Yeah. Yeah, they act. You know, it's kind of weird. It's sort of like they act like in the comedy world. You go, well, do we have to clear that that clip of Disney? And it's like, well, no, we'll just comment on it, and then it's fair use. You know what I mean? We can show clips from anything we want. We could show a clip from Gone with the Wind. As long as we comment on it, then it's fair use.
Right.
And they have this weird thing where it's like, hey, we're making a video. It's fair use.
No,
like,
you
can't bust us.
Yeah.
When I did a I did an independent movie years ago in Little Italy, and we had guns. I was shooting Chris Maloney, who was – no one knew him yet. It was way before. It was like 99 – no, 97. And the cops came. We're on Mulberry Street, Little Italy. And they're like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You guys got permission? We said, yeah, we got the permits from the mayor's office. No, you got permission? Yeah, the local precinct knows we're doing this. No, no. Do you have permission? And they meant Johnny Cha-Cha, the guy who like runs Mulberry Street, the mafioso guy who needs to know if there's going to be a cap sound on the street, and said, oh, yeah, no, yeah, Cha-Cha knows. Don't worry about it. And the cops go, okay, no problem. They walked, they drove off.
No, I did not see this. But there was an interesting thing. Max Zapata, remember when I was doing, we were taping CarCast on like Wednesday, and I did a long discussion about F1 and how safe F1 is now and how these tracks are so safe and the cars are so safe and there's no more issues anymore and they haven't had a death in a long time. Well, they had a death, but it was a freakish thing about 5 years ago. They pulled a truck onto the track to like a tow truck and the guy hit the tow truck. Oh. So it's like the tracks are so safe. The cars are so safe. This whole thing about how goddamn safe F1 is. And then I woke up this morning, I turned on the TV and it was on whatever a Sky View or whatever the European channel, sports channel was. And F1 was on and there was the worst F1 crash I'd seen in 25 years. And also just huge ball of flames, car literally torn in half.
Wow.
I mean, guy in the car with massive flame. You don't see fires in racing anymore and F1. Like, you don't see any of that shit anymore. And literally after I'd gone on my whole soliloquy about how safe it is, crazy crash with huge ball of fire.
God.
The guy got out.
Away.
The guy the guy got out. But, I mean, you just don't see that anymore.
No, no.
And it just goes to show, like, if you just wrong place, hit it just the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, Ayrton Senna's dead because a piece of his suspension just bonked him in the head.
Right in the head.
He didn't. He didn't have a scratch on him.
I mean,
he just got. He just got hit. Got in an accident. A piece of his suspension just busted off and just whacked him in the head.
Great doc.
That's why he's dead.
What a
it's a great doc.
Great
but doc. Not a bruise on him.
No.
You know, just a weird freakish. The stupid thing could have been 2 inches the other way and would have just got right out of the car without a scratch.
Yeah.
You have that? Can you find that? It's a.
Oh, there it is.
Jeez.
His name Romain.
Wow.
Romain.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. The guy was in the car during this huge fireball.
He made it. Oh, there he. Oh, Jesus Christ!
Jumped out.
Yeah. Wow. Are they? Are those? Those flames have to be, you know, retardant to that kind of fire, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
to use
the suit. The suit he's wearing.
Oh, yeah, or maybe any fire, but...
It just looks like there's nothing on him. He just hopped out.
The Sapos guy should have been...
cooking up his meth.
That's a meth
but
fire,
you gotta
clearly.
Show, you got to show the accident. I mean, this thing just hit and just a huge ball of flames, and the car was just torn in half, literally.
Please, you're the expert. Clearly, whenever there's an accident, we always see movies, cars go on fire. That does not happen 95% of the time.
No.
So why does it happen during a race like F1?
Well, all the cars have fuel bladders, you know what I mean? So they used to just have a tin can.
Okay.
And then it'd be fuel everywhere.
Very lightweight, yeah.
But now they all have this ballistic rubber that's inside of the can. So it's like a can, and it's like the kind of thing you could just shoot it with a gun, and it wouldn't do anything.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So they put this bladder, they put a fuel cell in every car, and it's pretty damn indestructible, this shit, this ballistic rubber that's inside of their fuel. And I don't know all of that F1 has. But they used to just have fuel everywhere, and the fuel was just in the can. I'm not in a can. It was in a sheet metal fuel tank,
right?
Like a car has.
Right.
We can watch.
Let me see this
crash.
Oh,
he just goes right into the guardrail, and there's just a huge ball of flame. The car's literally broken in half.
What do you think happened? That he had? I see what happened.
Someone cut him off.
Cut him right off. Yeah,
and he went right into this thing, and it just created this.
What speed is he at this point, do you think?
It was 140 or 50 or something.
Christ almighty.
Something like that.
Wow.
And it just immediately turned into a huge ball of flames. And the guy's okay and all that shit. But it was weird that I'd just been talking about how crazy safe F1 was and there's no fires anymore and all that kind of
shit. The ultimate point shitting.
Yeah, I know. First lap of the Bahrain Grand Prix. Happened today. And also this halo thing, this new kind of head protection thing that they put up, it's called the halo. It's like a single bar that goes down the middle of the cockpit, and then this upper halo thing, which they think saved his life.
Oh my God.
Because he would have been decapitated, because he went right in that K-rail and just split the metal railing.
Yeah, when I go in your garage and I look at the cars that you ride in, I just can't believe you squeeze your body in those things. And I just can't. It's just insane.
Yeah, a little bit snug. All right, let me hit NetSuite here. If you're a business owner, we don't need us to tell you how tough running a business can be. But don't make it harder than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the info you need when you need it. Upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. Get visibility and control over financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, and do it all in one place and do it instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time, save money with NetSuite, right, Dawson?
Join the over 22,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Adam. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Adam. netsuite.com/Adam.
What else you got, Gene? Let's do one more.
All right. Well, to celebrate to welcome me back to the red meat eating club, just in time for McDonald's to come out with its new plant-based line of food called McPlant.
Oh.
Delicious.
Very great.
It's Investors Day Monday. McDonald's revealed a new number of culinary and restaurant initiatives planned for the near future.
George Foreman was more creative when he named his kids.
Yeah.
It's the McPlant offering for next year. Early this year, McDonald's Canada tested the meat-free burger made with Beyond Meat in its PLT, plant lettuce and tomato.
PLT?
And
lettuce and tomato are plants, you idiots.
That's good.
The trial ended, but so, you know, the Impossible Burger and Beyond Meat, and these are, you know, major companies that said, we don't want to go direct to consumer. We don't care about getting in the grocery store, you know, cooler. We want to go and, you know, attack the restaurant industry, which is why you can get a you know, one of these burgers pretty much anywhere. But of course, it's McDonald's and they have to do their own. So they're coming up with their own line of McPlant.
Wow. I ate a fat burger last night.
So
did
good.
You get a fried egg on it?
Oh,
no, but I did get a double king cheese with everything nice. On it. I haven't had a fat burger in a million years.
Right.
Yeah. I was like,
that burger's underrated.
It's so good.
Great. I was like, I had this thing. I rarely eat fast food. I'd been doing the gourmet food for like the last 3 days, and I was just sitting around my house. Everyone's out of town. And I said, I want a hamburger. I want a big old fucking hamburger.
And
I want a big messy juicy hamburger. And so I thought to myself, all right, what is there around my house? Yep. And then I realized the Habit is around my
house. That's not bad. It's a good burger.
And I don't know. I don't have that much to compare everything to because I really don't eat that much fast food or burgers. Right, the Habit. So I start constructing this burger in my head. Right now, I'm on with the burger. You know, I'm going to get the double. Right. I'm going to get the cheese. I'm going to get the onion. I don't want the grilled onion. I want the raw onion. Fresh. I want the tomato on there. Beautiful. I'll do the spread. Do they do a spread? What kind of fries do they have? All the possibilities are going through my head. I drive to the fucking Habit at 5:30. It's closed.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a COVID thing?
Why would the Habit in the town center in La Cañada? I don't know.
Why would the Habit be closed?
It's dark as Naomi Campbell's pussy. So
that's a good burger.
I fucking sit out there and I'm like, I am on full burger now.
You got to get
only
one.
Place.
Jonesing.
The only other place I know that's open is McDonald's, but that's not going to cut it.
No.
So I get on the phone. I start talking to trusted sources, and they go,
Matt,
how about a
fat burger?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, fat burger for sure. That's the way to go.
Yep.
And it was a little out of the way, like deep Pasadena. But
Did you come back home and do it?
I came back home.
Really?
I got the double king cheese. Oh. I could barely get my mouth around the thing.
So good.
I can't imagine you eating this, but from back in the old days, I seem to recall them having incredible onion rings.
I went with the onion rings.
Yes.
Oh, they did.
I went with the onion rings.
incredible.
And I told him when I was walking out, I stopped and I said, I got the onion. Yeah. I said, do you have the, I need some ranch.
Yes.
And they gave me some ranch. They got me ranch for dipping.
Not bad.
Yeah. And I finished that burger. I ate the burger in two phases. I ate the one.
Oh, it's so good.
Had a cocktail, watched a little TV, forgot about eating the first half of the burger, got back up again.
Get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, Gordon Ramsay's got the $106 hamburger now, right?
Oh, he does.
Wait, don't say we don't like it when it's 106 because it has gold leaf on it.
No, I don't think it's that. Gordon Ramsay is doing something at Harrods in London, and he said, "Look, I've done burgers, I've perfected burgers, and now it's Wagyu beef, and it's a $106 hamburger." I mean, look, a really big hamburger is a meal.
It's hard. It's hard to do better than a burger in terms of. The combination of all the flavors in one goddamn place. Like, it's just so good.
Onion.
The perfect bite where you get it all in one bite.
It's everything. Yes. Exactly. You're right. Like, there's not many meals where you capture so many flavors in one bite.
And textures.
Oh, exactly. Oh. Textures everything. Textures everything.
Is fat burger everywhere, or is that, like, just an L.A. thing?
I never heard of it until I moved to California.
Yeah, same. No. It's not New York at all. But they're all over the valley. There's a few near me.
There used to be one on that sort of island where La Cienega and whatever would split off
by
over
Beverly
there.
But
I think just one on Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood.
I think somebody got shot there, and now it's not there anymore.
All right,
let's bring it. Can you figure out why that goddamn place is closed?
I can't. It says it's open, so I'm trying to call them.
No, that's the new thing. Crunch Gym is open. They got commercials. I was going to join, and they're all closed. It's all COVID has fucked up everything.
It was dark when I.
Yeah.
I believe you. I'm trying to call them to find out, but it's just a phone tree, and they're not letting me through.
All right, let's bring it home, right. Gina Grad.
I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Gina
Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, last but not least, Geico. Do you own, do you rent, or you do one or the other? You work hard. How about we do something that's easy? How about you bundle those policies at Geico? It's geico.com. Makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance. Along with your auto policy, it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do these days. So go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save, and it's easy by going to Geico. Go to geico.com today. That is geico.com. Well, Jake Paul and John Densmore from The Doors are going to be the guests tomorrow.
Wow.
AJ, Fame is a Bitch, Politics is a Bitch, available on Patreon and... Instagram, you can check him out at Real AJ Benza.
No, I got hacked. They got rid of me on Instagram. I'm done.
All right, well then screw that. Just check out the Patreon.
That's all you got.
Burbank, you think that Burbank show is going to get canceled?
I don't know.
What show?
It's a Pickwick Bowling Alley. We're doing a parking lot show.
The 12th?
December 12th.
Why would it get canceled?
Everything gets canceled in Los Angeles.
I gotta get a COVID test for this poker show I'm doing. I don't even know where to go. Where do you get those quick tests?
There's a long line by my house.
Go to curative.com.
Curative?
That's what I did. Curative, the cure for something.
Curative. All right, let me check it out.
I heard... they were selling kits at Costco or something like that. Like they're now getting onto the shelf. Who knows how accurate. Okay. Go to amcarolla.com for all the live shows because I'm traveling around and doing live shows. And I'm your emotional support animal, available now as we speak. Leave a review. I will read it on Amazon. So until next time, Adam Carolla, Gina Grad, Bob Bryan, and AJ Benza saying mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail. 888-634-1744. And grab Adam's new book, I'm Your Emotional Support Animal. It's available everywhere. Get the links at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.